Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, some friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association. We have Sue Namundson, CEO for Lutheran Elementary School Association. Sue, great to have you back here on His Time this morning.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to be back.
I look forward to talking about LESA, Lutheran Elementary School Association, and hear a little bit more about the history and what LESA is all about, and what are some future plans. But you also brought along some folks with you today. We have Jean Lair. Jean, great to have you with us. You serve as your community leader and one of the founding board members for LESA, correct?
Yes, I was.
Jean, great to have you here this morning.
Good to be here.
And Tori Stewart, an eighth grader at Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles. So glad to have you here this morning, Tori.
Thank you.
I understand that this is your spring break, and you are up early on a vacation day this morning. So thank you for making that sacrifice, getting up early like you would on a school day and being here. Glad to have you in studio and looking forward to hearing your perspective about being a student at a Lutheran elementary school or Lutheran school in the area. Sue, let's talk about LESA, Lutheran Elementary School Association. How did it start? What is the purpose of the association?
Well, the purpose of LESA is to support the Lutheran Education Ministry in the St. Louis region. Mm-hmm. We have currently 34 member schools, and I'm happy to say that that will grow next year to 35. We are welcoming a new member into our association next year, St. Paul's in Troy, Illinois.
Very good.
We will serve 31 Lutheran elementary schools and the four Lutheran high schools in the St. Louis area. We provide resources to families to help them afford the cost of Lutheran education. As you know, Andy, the cost is increasing. The per pupil cost per student for elementary schools right now averages just over $6,000. And our congregations are struggling to help their school ministries support those that mission. So LESA's here to help families who struggle with that cost. And we also are here to support the quality education that happens in our Lutheran elementary schools and our high schools. We provide professional development, curriculum guides, cost-effective programs and services, student resources. So, we're supporting from two different sides, very different sides, but providing relevant and important support to the Lutheran Education Ministry in the St. Louis area.
Jean, tell us about the early days of LESA and why it was important for you to be a part of that as it got started.
Well, the earliest day, we had no assets, and we really just started it from scratch. Last year, we gave away nearly $500,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
When I say nearly $500,000, that's not the cumulative total over the past 10 years. That's what we gave away in 1 year. And it's just been phenomenal how the Lord has blessed us and what we've been able to do. The reason I got involved in it is really there's such a need for the scholarships that where I grew up in South St. Louis, and dating myself, that was back in the 1940s, when people thought of Lutheran education, they thought of Holy Cross School, Hope School, Messiah School, St. Paul's, St. John's. Those are all gone now. And although there are some very vibrant and healthy Lutheran schools now in the county, none of us know what's going to be happening 30, 40, 50 years from now. But LESA will be the constant by offering financial help plus curriculum development and these other aids to the various schools. We can keep Lutheran education healthy and viable. And I just felt that we really need this organization to do it, to be the constant, regardless of the fate of any one given Lutheran school.
Mm. The scholarships seem to be certainly a very important part of the work of Lutheran Elementary School Association. How much of a difference do those scholarships make for the families that receive them?
Well, they make a difference for both the families and the schools. Mm-hmm. Some of the families couldn't send their children to the Lutheran school without the scholarships. And, of course, if enough families can't afford to send their children, the school can't stay in existence.
Sure.
So it's the scholarships are really vital. They're crucial to both helping the families and for helping the school.
Tori, let's talk about your experience as a student at a Lutheran school, at Emmanuel Lutheran in St. Charles. What's a typical day? I know you're on vacation right now, so it's probably not even easy to think about what a typical day is like as an eighth grader at Emmanuel Lutheran in St. Charles.
Well, I'm blessed by the Lord to be able to go to a Lutheran school. But, I mean, we always start off our day with confirmation class or chapel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that obviously just starts our day off well. And then we just go throughout, like, the basic classes. And then at the end of the day, we have electives. And I'm in a class called Student Mentors. And we get to, like, help the kids. Mm-hmm. And we, like, will design the bulletin boards and, like, put inspirational Bible verses on it. And I'm really blessed to be able to go there.
So you get to work with younger students as well?
Yes. Sometimes we are one-on-one and we like tutor the students. Hmm. Other times we just go over to preschool and we play with the kids. And sometimes we just will like lead a class in one of the, like a third grade classroom. We'll just like lead a math class or something like that.
What's your favorite out of all of those?
Definitely preschool. I'm really into little kids. Yeah, it's fun.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Why? Obviously, families have choices when it mm-hmm. comes to what schools that they attend. Why did your family choose Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles?
Well, it's obviously a great school. And I mean, the principal is just amazing and she's so nice and she knows everyone's name. And we're really blessed to have a principal like her. And also a lot of the teachers are very gifted teachers. They're blessed by the Lord. They know how to teach the classes. They know how to relate to the kids. And obviously all of the kids are very nice. Everyone's like just one big happy family and everyone's friends and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like you certainly have found a school that is a great match for you, mm-hmm. and you like being there. Sue, as you hear this story, as you hear Tori's perspective, what does that mean for the work that you do?
It is very rewarding. And, you know, those of us who work at LISA, our wonderful board of directors and our fantastic donors. And remember, Andy, we can't do the work that we do without those donors. Mm-hmm. It's rewarding to us to know that our children are being raised in the Word of the Lord, mm-hmm. In a loving, nurturing educational environment that provides them with all the skills they're going to need. Tori's an excellent example of a Christian leader. You know, that is one of the benefits of attending a Lutheran school. Many of our children go on to be leaders in their community, and they do that with a very strong base of faith. So it makes our work much easier to do, much more rewarding. And it's just an example of what we're trying to share with the community. And, you know, it's not only Lutheran families, Andy, mm-hmm. that send their children to our schools.
Sure.
Many of the children, in fact, about half of the kids that are in our Lutheran schools in our area are not of the Lutheran faith. So it gives us an opportunity to share the gospel with many who haven't heard yet. Mm-hmm. And it's our future and it's God's kingdom.
Gina, how do you see Lutheran schools being an outreach to our communities and neighborhoods?
Well, so many ways. I guess the most important thing is they give them the Christian perspective. But the schools are quality schools. Now, Sue would know this better than I. She's more up in the data than I am. But I believe a recent study showed that the Lutheran schools had the highest quality ratings in the country. So it provides a good, solid education. It's a Christian education. The people who are going to be the future leaders, both of our church and our country.
Hmm. That's right, Gene. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the nation's report card rated the Lutheran school system in the nation the number one school system in the United States. So we're very blessed to be a part of that program.
Tori, how do you think Lutheran schools reach out to their communities? How do they serve as a witness and an outreach to their communities?
Yeah, well, I think that being in confirmation class and going to chapel and just keeping our faith active really helps us to prepare us for when we get to older grades and we're like, mm-hmm. we're in college, not everyone's going to be Lutheran that you go to college with.
Sure.
Obviously, unless you go to Lutheran college. But I mean, you're going to have to share the word and you're going to have to share Christ's love when you get older with people. And I think that's really preparing mm-hmm. us to do that when we get older.
Have you had opportunities, or maybe you will in the future, mm-hmm. to serve in your neighborhood, in your community, service projects, things like that?
Yeah, actually, just the other day, we went to a church, a nursing home across the street from us, and we just kind of wheeled everyone over to the chapel, and we helped them sing songs, and the third grade actually sang like songs in front of the whole chapel, and we talked to some of them and how their faith has really helped them through their lives, and obviously, their are much more experienced than us because they've lived a lot longer. So, yeah, they really just told us how important it is to keep our faith strong. And it was really a neat experience.
So you made some new friends that
day. Yes, I did.
Very good. We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll hear more about LESA, Lutheran Elementary School Association, right here in St. Louis on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Is the famous story about doubting Thomas about Thomas or Jesus? Wednesday on Issues, Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary of Dr. Carl Fikencher. We'll also continue our Responding to Evangelical Proof Text series with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
Issues, Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO has been listener-supported for more than 90 years, teaching the good news of Jesus upon the cross and witnessing to the world on God's mercy. We are on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at kfuo.org, where you will find our Give Now button. It's easy, safe, and secure to give to the Christ-centered broadcast ministry of Worldwide KFUO. You'll find us online at kfuo.org.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations. And that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association, also known as LESA, here in the St. Louis area. And we're talking with Sue Namundson, the CEO for Lutheran Elementary School Association, as well as Gene Lair. He's a community leader and one of the founding board members for LESA, and Tori Stewart, an eighth grader at Emmanuel Lutheran in St. Charles. Sue, LESA annually works to gather support, as we were talking about the scholarships that are available for students that are made for students to, in order to attend Lutheran schools in the St. Louis area. It takes a lot of work to gather up that support, doesn't it?
It does. Anyone who's ever volunteered or worked with a nonprofit organization knows that it is. It's a lot of work to raise money to provide the resources necessary to carry out a mission, and we're no different. We work year-round to raise money not only for our scholarship program, which does provide, as Gene shared with you, a significant amount of funding to families, but also to support our educational programs, that professional development, the curriculum guides, the other resources that we provide. So we do have to raise money, and we do that in several different ways. Of course, we do traditional appeals and different campaigns, but we do have two special events, and we have one of those special events coming up next Saturday evening. That is our annual A Night for Kids. It is a dinner auction. This year it will be held at the St. Louis Marriott West at 5 p.m. I'll just put a little plug in here. We do have some tickets available. The seating is limited, but we would love to have a few more guests join us that evening. We are honoring Gene for his service to our LESA board. He is our Heritage Award winner this year. The work that he has done has provided a legacy for the children in our Lutheran schools now and in the future. So he's been an important part of this ministry and continues to serve, Lisa, even though he is officially retired from his board service. We were just talking about that a little earlier. I think he's probably almost as involved as he was when he was actively on the board. And we're also honoring Tori Stewart this year because she has exemplified Christian leadership at Emmanuel, and she created a victory volleyball camp, and I hope you'll have some time to let her talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Just a wonderful sharing of Christ's love with others. So we do, though, invite your listeners to attend our event. And it's an important event for us because it is our largest fundraising event of the year.
And so that's coming up on Saturday, April
18th. Yes.
5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the St. Louis Marriott West. And more information on the website?
More information at lisastl.org, or you can call our office at 314-268-1525.
Very good. lesastl.org is the website. And you can find that under Working Together, I believe, on the website. They're a Night for Kids dinner auction. Going to be a lot of fun. Dinner, obviously, always a good thing.
Yes, love to get... dinner is dinner, beverages, adult beverages, or soft beverages. Mark Reardon will co-host. Mm-hmm. Mark Reardon is from KMOX, as many of you know. So it should be a fun evening. He's an interesting gentleman. And we're blessed to have him. He's a father, concerned community. Mm-hmm. Citizens. So we're excited to have him with us that evening, and we hope to have a lot of fun fellowship and fundraising.
Very good.
We're just very blessed to honor the two people that are seated on either side of me that evening as well.
Sure. Now, dinner and auction, some of the fun, what sort of things will be at the auction?
Oh, we have probably 200 silent auction items, baskets, individual standalone items, household things, fun, pamper yourself things, sports things. We have some great live auction items, some interesting trips, fabulous St. Louis Cardinals baseball tickets. Quite a few wonderful things from which to choose. And we hope to have some active bidding and some great participation that evening.
I love a good silent auction, although I get in trouble.
Gotta stay silent.
Oh, it's so easy just to write your bid number on that sheet the next sheet and the next.
Christmas presents for everybody. Yeah, that's
exactly
how it ends up.
What a wonderful idea. Perfect. Well, we've got confirmation coming up.
Right. Graduation.
Graduation.
I mean,
excellent shopping opportunity. So
it is. I think one year at one of the Lutheran school auctions in the area, we took care of Christmas, birthdays. We got a bunch of it done all in one.
One
night.
Wow.
It was great. And it supported the school, too. We supported St. Mark's here in Eureka.
It's a win-win. And it took all that stress off of you for shopping. So, now we'd love to have your listeners help support us in our mission to support Lutheran education.
Absolutely. Tori, I'd like to hear about this project, this camp that you started.
Yep.
Tell us all about it.
Well, Victory Volleyball is a camp for kids with special needs. And we started planning 2 years ago in the summer. And I did it with one of my best friends, Sam Aker, and her little sister couldn't attend volleyball camp, but we got to go, and we came home, and we were, like, talking about how much fun we had. And you could honestly, like, the look on her face was so sad because she, like, couldn't go to camp, and we had so much fun. So, you know, we, like, played backyard volleyball with her. But, I mean, that's not the same as, like, attending camp with friends. So we were, like, kind of naive, and we're just like, oh, okay, let's just make our own camp, like, this will be easy. And then it actually ended up going through, and now I have all these amazing opportunities, and I'm just so blessed to be able to actually go through with the camp. And yeah, it was really amazing. We had a lot of supporters last year. We had Lutheran High School North donated us volleyballs and their nets and their gym space. And then also TASK, Team Activities for Special Kids, and Deb Friend helped us a lot. They helped us to get a lot of the kids there because they bussed some of their children down because they have a really, really neat facility and they have lots of kids that really enjoyed the camp come.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And so last summer was the first summer, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And plans for this summer?
Yes, we are planning to do it from July 22nd to 23rd. and it should be interesting. Yeah.
So you have it all lined up and registration opening up soon?
Yes. We are a lot of the task kids are coming. Mm-hmm. We don't have registration forms yet, but I believe they will be uploaded to my website soon. So
very good. What's the website?
It is victoryvolleyball.weebly.com.
Very good. victoryvolleyball.weebly.com.
Yep.
Very good. Well, that's just great. That is quite an accomplishment to organize something like that and to provide a service and outreach mm-hmm. to folks, a volleyball camp for children with special needs. That's great.
Yep.
Well, congratulations also on being recognized as the 2015 Student Ambassador. That's outstanding. And I can see why you were chosen for that. That's great.
Thank you.
Sue, what does it mean to have a long-standing, committed leader like Jean with Lisa?
Well, our work would be impossible without the support of our board of directors. And Jean and his wife, Linda, I have to mention, Linda is our probably longest, most faithful volunteer. Sometimes we're very blessed to get a board member and a spouse. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we've been just doubly blessed, more than, you know, our cup truly runneth over, mm-hmm. With the layers involved in our ministry. But, you know, they're so important because they not only give of themselves, mm-hmm. of their time, talent, and treasures, but they also encourage others to do so. And they share the work that we are doing. They share our mission. They talk about Lutheran education, just as Jean has done this morning, mm-hmm. You know, to many people who aren't aware that Lutheran education is an option for children in the St. Louis area. You don't have mm-hmm. to be Lutheran mm-hmm. to send your kids to a Lutheran school. And, you know, we provide that Christ-centered, quality academic experience for the kids who will be our future and the future sure. of the church.
I get the sense, Jean, that no matter where you go, you're talking about Lutheran schools. That's just my guess, but you're probably such a champion for Lutheran schools that wherever you go, you're always sharing with someone who hasn't heard about Lutheran schools.
Yes, I think Lutheran schools are important, but also you're not doing people a service if you tell them, oh, your children should go to a Lutheran school, and then they find they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to make it affordable
sure.
as well as providing a quality education, and Lisa does that. Mm-hmm. One thing I will just add, I appreciated Sue's comments about how active my wife Linda is. I am not sure I was the best choice to get the award, because I don't think right now what the organization needs is more retired directors. They need volunteers, such as my wife. And while I'm here out at KFUO today, she's getting ready to go down and volunteer at LISA. But I'll throw the question back to Sue. Could you use more volunteers?
Oh, we can always use more volunteers, Gene. Definitely. It takes many to do the Lord's work, as we all know. It's a tough mission field out there. But, you know, we've been so blessed with Gene and Linda.
What do volunteers do with Lisa?
We have volunteers. Linda is an example of someone who comes into our office. She's a very skilled individual, and she comes in and does many of our office tasks mm-hmm. for us. She also works on our special events. A lot of our volunteers do serve on committees. We have a fund development committee. We have marketing committees. We have special events committees. Some of those people enjoy planning mm-hmm. those types of events. Others plan and roll up their sleeves, and others just roll up their sleeves and come in and do the work. I have to say, Jean and Linda do everything. They're just the entire package. They're involved in planning and in the in all the hard work that goes into those special events.
Sure, setting up for those special events.
Planning. You know, in our office right now, we are just a myriad of baskets, auction items, lots of details, as I'm sure you're aware, that
sure.
that go into a special event, and it takes people to do that. Mm-hmm. So, but we do have wonderful opportunities throughout the year, people to help share the word about the LISA mission in their congregations or at other community opportunities. We need volunteers to do that as well.
Sure. Volunteers are important in any organization, but great to hear that you have great volunteers, but always need more.
We could always use more.
I gather they can call the office as well. If someone is interested in serving as a volunteer, they can call the office or check out the website as
well.
That
is correct.
Very good. And what's that office number again?
Our number is 314-268-1525 for our special events and for volunteer information.
Very good. Very good. Tori, what are your plans after this year? I know you have volleyball camp coming up, Victory Volleyball Camp coming up this summer.
Yep.
Next year, you're finishing eighth grade this year. What are your plans next year?
Well, I will be attending Incarnate Word Academy, and it's closer to my house than everyone else. But my two choices are between Lutheran High St. Charles, like Westminster, Lutheran North, Incarnate Word. Like, we had a lot of options, and they're all obviously great schools. I mean, they all have a Christian-based environment, and they're all really just great schools with great people, great teachers. But I did end up deciding on Incarnate.
What do you think you've gained from your experience and education at Emmanuel Lutheran School, St. Charles, that you will carry with you into your high school experience and beyond?
Well, I think that, I mean, being in middle school and, I mean, eighth grade, there's going to be some drama, and it really teaches you how to use Christ in your Christian education to, like, say no to the bad things, say yes to the good things, help volunteer when you can, help serve your community, just do whatever you can. I feel like Emmanuel has really prepared me for the outside world, and that I'm really just going to hopefully thrive in high school.
Very good. I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Jean, having served with Lisa for such a long time, what's your encouragement to those who may be interested in serving with Lisa as a volunteer, maybe as a future board member? What's your encouragement to those?
Well, it's very rewarding. When you see what the organization has done, it's so vital to the Lutheran schools, and it's enjoyable. The event coming up, the auction, is a lot of fun. There's all sorts of items there for both the live auction and the silent auction. It's just a really fun evening. And preparing for it's a lot of fun, too.
Very good. And Sue, the details again on that event.
Saturday, April 18th, a night for kids at the St. Louis Marriott West. Doors open at 5 p.m. Dinner is served at 7. And the active live auction begins at 8 o'clock.
Very good. So it'll be a lot of fun, and also honoring these two fine folks, Tori Stewart, an eighth grader at Emmanuel Lutheran School, the recipient of the 2015 Student Ambassador Scholarship Award. Tori, congratulations, and thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you so much.
And Jean Lair, community leader and founding board member for Lutheran Elementary School Association, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Sue Namundson, CEO for Lutheran Elementary School Association. And always great to have you as a guest here on His Time. Thanks for coming in this morning and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to be back.
You bet. And check out their website, lesastl.org. You can find out more about Lisa, Lutheran Elementary School Association, and their upcoming event, a night for kids, coming up on April 18th. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Gordon Smith from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Morristown, Tennessee. We're going to get into Hebrews chapter 10 this morning, verses 19 through 39. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.